Welcome to Invest on Demand, a show that follows G-Day's attempt to become the world's next billionaire investor from scratch and interview others who went from ordinary beginnings to do extraordinary things. Now, here's your host, G-Day.
Steven,
I can hear you. Of course I can.
Awesome. I'm so excited to have you here. Thank you so much for doing this today. I know I'm excited and the community is excited to have somebody of your caliber kind of on the interview today, just chatting with us and kind of giving us the breakdown. Today we're just going to get right into it. I'm going to ask you a few questions and kind of download all the juicy knowledge you have for us there. But kind of tell me a little bit about your background. How did you get into investing? How'd you get into wholesaling? Kind of give me your background story for those who don't really know you or haven't heard about you before.
Yeah. So if you haven't heard me before, my name is Steven Pesavento, and I'm excited to be able to serve you guys here today. I've been wholesaling and flipping houses. I've been in real estate for the last just over 3 years. So I started not that long ago, but in that short amount of time, I was able to do 75 deals my first year and over 200 deals in the last 3 years combined. And a good portion of those, almost 50%, have been full-blown flips or development deals or new builds or something like that. And so, you know, the question you're probably thinking to yourself is like, how did you grow that quickly? How are you able to build something like this? You know, that there must be something that's different about you than other people. And yeah, the only difference is that I took action and I went and did it. And so I'm happy to kind of show you guys from the start to finish how I was able to build a company like that, how I was able to go do these many deals and start really living the life that I really have been after. And so, I'm excited to be here, Jed.
Oh, thank you. I super appreciate that. Now, you said something super interesting, and I don't want to miss that out. I know your background, you had kind of a consulting job, but you said you did 75 deals your very first year. That's crazy. I mean, I only did about 13, 15 deals my very first year in the business, and that was pretty good income for me. How did you go from maybe working a 9-to-5 to transitioning and to becoming an investor and kind of doing that full time and kind of closing those 75 deals?
How did I do that? Well, I did that through hard work and modeling others, but we'll get into that in just a second. I mean, yeah, I was in management consulting. I worked in tech before, but when I decided to go into real estate, I went all in. I had this moment of realization that I couldn't get rid of this thought of real estate. I couldn't get rid of this idea. You know, I had read Rich Dad Poor Dad when I was 17, like so many other people do. They kind of changed their view on life. But, you know, I still continue to go the normal path. I finished college. I had read, you know, Tim Ferriss when I was a freshman in college. But I knew that entrepreneurship was going to be there. But there was all these limiting beliefs, these thoughts that kept saying, you know, Steven, you don't have the background. You don't have the family connections. You don't have the money. You don't know anybody who's doing this. Like, why do you think that you can go out and do real estate and go and flip houses or, you know, buy rentals? And at the end of the day, I just had this realization that like the only way that I'm ever going to be able to have that experience, the only way I'm going to have that money, those connections is to go and do it. And so I made a decision and I pushed all in. And the first thing that I went and did was I found a real estate meetup that was going on in my local area. And I had made that decision. I was 100% committed. I remember that moment. And that's the moment I think people need to get to if they really want to go to the next level, if they really want to be able to build something that really can live their legend. And when I went to that meetup, I went with a very simple purpose. I went to go find a mentor. I went to go find somebody to learn from. And I went to go add value to that person's life first and foremost. So there was a speaker at that event, and if you guys know me, you might know this story. There was a speaker at that event, and I researched that person. I understood what their background was. I listened to them on the Flip Nerd podcast. I saw them, speak online, and I figured out, well, what does that person need? Because they definitely have the skill set that I'm looking for to at least step into this space. And it was at that moment that I realized, like, oh, well, I'm really amazing at managing web development projects, and I can build a phenomenal website for much less than she ever could. And so I remember going to that event, and I was that person kind of waiting at the end of the event, kind of waiting in the wings for everyone to stop talking to her. And I'm patiently waiting. And when I had my chance, this was my chance to shine. I walked up to her, you know, not fearing rejection because I knew why I needed to find somebody that I could model, that I could follow around. And I walked up to her and I said, "Hey, you know what? I noticed you have a really ugly website and you're doing some amazing things. I'd love to build you a website because I build websites for a living, and I can build you a $10,000 or $15,000 website if you just allow me to follow you around for a couple of weeks or a couple of months on some of the projects that you have going." And before I could even finish saying my offer, her hand was struck out and she was ready to invite me in. And, you know, I followed her around for, you know, a full flip from start to finish. And it was during that time, during that process, that I really started to understand, well, hey, this is what goes into doing a real estate deal. This is what goes into, you know, getting started. And then I started having the language to show others that, hey, I actually knew what I was doing and they could see my development. And because of that, I was able to attract other people to me to see that, hey, this guy's real. He's really going to go do things. And then I actually end up finding mentorship that could take me to the next level after that.
Yeah. And one thing that I've learned throughout this whole entrepreneur journey is that whole concept of the next step, right? The next step, that one step leads to another and it kind of snowballs. Is that kind of what you kind of experience as well? That like that's, you know, snowballing level of success?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I think it's definitely what ends up leading to big success is that you've got to start taking those little micro actions. And then after you take enough of those micro actions, you start to see results. And once you start to see results, that's when big things start happening, right? If you don't take any action, you're not going to see results. You're not going to see things start to catch up. You're not going to see the indicators that you're heading in the right direction. And so therefore you're not going to, and things are not going to really work out in your favor. And that's exactly the reason why I started the podcast called The Investor Mindset, right? So I run a podcast. I run a phenomenal community of investors who are focused on growing themselves as well as growing their business. And the reason for that was because I had all these limiting beliefs. I had all these thoughts that were going through my head that said, hey, I don't know if you can do that. I don't know if you've got what it takes. And because I had to find a way to break through those, which is what allowed me to be able to skyrocket and get so many deals done, it's the reason that I'm so passionate about it. And it's the reason that we interview extremely successful people and really set out, you know, the step-by-step on how people can model them so they can build the same kind of businesses that they're building.
Now, what you said is really key. That mindset piece is super important in any business that you're in, specifically in this business. What would you say to somebody who is kind of just starting? They're getting discouraged because maybe they've tried a couple of things. They've tried this, that, and the other, but it's not really panned out, and they've been in it for kind of 60 days. What's your advice to them to kind of keep their mindset in the right frame to continue to pursue what they want to do in this business?
You know, that's a really good question. And the truth is there's a number of different steps. You know, I think you guys are really going to get some value from this. So I'm excited to tell you. I think the most important thing, and it's something you guys have heard before, but I'm going to share it with you. And I hope that if you aren't actively doing it, or if you are, that you'll take a moment to work through this process for yourself to get some clarity so that you can really start taking action in the direction you want to go. And so the first step, the first biggest thing that I noticed after interviewing hundreds of the top investors is that they are extremely clear on what it is that they're building and why they're building it, right? They're really clear on their goals and they're really clear on their purpose. And so that vision and that purpose together ends up creating rocket fuel for them to be able to go, you know, to the moon essentially. But what I want to tell you guys is a lot of you have goals, right? And you're probably a lot like I was, and you know, you've got some goals, some things that you want to accomplish, but you're not extremely clear on why they're so important. You know, I've heard a number of people say things like, hey, I want to get 5 wholesale deals a month. I want to close 5 wholesale deals a month in my business because I'm scaling and that's the number that I want to hit. Well, that's a bullshit reason. That's a bullshit goal. And I'm going to tell you why it's bullshit. The reason is because there's no purpose behind the five wholesales per month, right? It's making money is a great reason, but when people are like, oh, I have to hit 5. Well, if you don't hit 5, what's going to happen? What's the outcome? What's the negative thing that's going to happen? And most of the time, people don't have a good reason. But when you can say, hey, I need to make $50,000 a month, specifically $50,000 a month in my business, because I need to pull in enough revenue so that I can take a 20% profit off the back end, which gives me enough money for me to fund my family and my retirement and have enough buffer so that when coronavirus hits and people aren't buying houses for 3, 6, 12 months, that we're able to weather any storm so I can make sure that my team is able to pay their bills, so I can make sure that my family can take care of ourselves, right? Do you see the difference between I need to make 5 deals happen and I need to take care of my family and my team's family and how much more powerful that is? And so that's that first step.
No, that's a huge difference. And I mean, how you said it was so masterful. I think a lot of people miss that piece, that having that clarity of vision and goal really helps you take massive action. And you said something in the beginning that keeps kind of replaying in my head. You talked about that you went all in. You were all in on the business. And in today's economy, there's so much shiny object syndrome. There's drop shipping. There's e-commerce. There's starting a social media agency. There's like 1,000 things you can do. And wholesaling has just become one of those things, you know, starting an ATM business. How did you get laser focused like that? How did you keep out all the distractions to go all in on what you were trying to accomplish?
Well, I really encourage more people to go all in. And I know that I find myself, you know, in the same place you guys are. There's a lot of different things, you know, from the wholesaling to the podcast, to the community, to the coaching, to multifamily. There's so many things that I want to do and accomplish. But when you're all in one direction, and when you're super clear on what you're doing and why you're doing it, what ends up happening is all the junk around you gets cleared out. There's no question that the only thing that I could focus on was wholesaling because I had no choice. I quit my job. I fired all my clients. I had no other way to make money other than succeeding in wholesaling, right? Other than succeeding at flipping houses. The only way that I was going to succeed in life was to make it to that goal that I had set, right? I was actually renting my house on Airbnb 1 week or 2 weeks out of the month to pay my bills. And it was part of the plan of just saying, hey, no matter what, I'm going to go and do this. And I think a lot of people get too comfortable. They get too comfortable. And what they start doing is they say, hey, I love this idea. I love real estate. I want to go after it. And they spend 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, 5 months working on it, and they don't see results, and they give up, and they think, hey, well, this is too hard. I'm going to go to the next thing. And they spend 2 or 3 or 4 months on that next thing. And what ends up happening is they just were getting the momentum to actually start succeeding in what they're doing, but they gave up right before they hit gold. They gave up right before they got to that level where things were really going to start working for them instead of them just working towards that goal.
Yeah, and it reminds me of the book that I always recommend. Have you ever read The Slight Edge? And it kind of goes over that, you know, daily actions of, you know, compounding on each other helps you get to where you want to get to. And I think it's so important that people kind of understand that concept of consistent action pursuing the one thing in one direction will eventually lead to results, right? And just for you, because you talk about mindset a lot, what was that aha moment that you finally felt, okay, now I finally made enough where I'm comfortable to take more risk. I can take care of my family more, and I'm not in kind of feast or famine mode? Or does that moment never come?
You guys are going to love this. You're going to want to listen up, because the truth is that moment never comes. There's never a time when you think that you have enough all of a sudden. That enoughness comes from within. That enoughness comes from your own journey of developing and getting clear on what's most important and why you're going after and all this good, these good things that we often talk about. But, you know, what I want to talk about for just a moment here is some wholesaling specific stuff. You know, the mindset is definitely critical, and I think it's the foundation. Without it, you guys are definitely going to fail. I am 100% sure of that, because I've seen it after interviewing people who are at the top and people who are at the bottom. So I encourage you to focus on investing in some growth. But then I also want to talk about, you know, the shifts that I've seen happen, you know, in the last few months, that I've seen happen in the last year, right? So I'm operating in a few different markets. I live in Denver. I operate in Raleigh. I operate in Minneapolis, and I'm doing most of my business in Raleigh. And so what we're seeing is we've seen a big change in what's working and what's not working. For the first 2 years, we were doing high volume marketing. We were doing over 100,000 mail pieces a month. We were, you know, spending huge budgets, tens of thousands of dollars on pay-per-click. And we were, those were our sweet spots. And guess what? Direct mail still works and PPC still works, but it doesn't work the same way it worked before for us. And it doesn't give us the same ROI. And so what I want to point out here is just from my experience in just 3 years and 200 deals is that when things start to change in the market, you must change with them. Because one of the biggest mistakes that I made was I did not change with those, with the changes in the market quick enough. And what ended up happening was I spent tens of thousands of dollars on marketing that did not work. And it took me until, you know, I hit a pain point where I said, hey, you know what? It's been 3 or 4 months of us just burning money. Maybe we should make a change. And so I encourage you guys to make sure that, especially during a time like this, that you're tracking your metrics, that you are very clear on how your marketing has been working and how it's working today, how it's working next week, and how it's working the week after, and that you are adjusting accordingly. That doesn't mean, oh my God, my mail didn't give me a deal off of the first month, I'm going to give up on it. No. But what it means is that you're tracking and seeing, well, what is the change that's going on? And is it related to something within my team, the people that are out here operating, or myself? Or is it related to the marketing? Or is it related to the market? We need to be tracking KPIs so that we can get clear on doing the things so that we don't end up in that place where we've burned a lot of money, especially at a time like this.
Yeah, no, and that makes total sense. The markets are always shifting and you always have to evolve with it. You mentioned tracking KPIs, things of that nature. How are you, because you mentioned coronavirus, how are you kind of adjusting to this coronavirus madness that's going on in your business?
Yeah, I think here's the truth is that if I tell you I'm doing something today, by tomorrow I might be doing something different. The biggest thing here is that the world is changing so quickly that we must change with it. So here's three things that I'm doing, right? I am focused on staying in a proactive mindset. What does that mean? That means I am staying up to date on what's going on with coronavirus. I'm talking with some of the top officials, people that you're probably not hearing the same stuff that I'm hearing, and you might hear it a few days or a few weeks later. But because of that, I'm hearing this stuff and that's causing fear. And then I'm having to bring myself back to this place of staying calm, of staying proactive, of saying, hey, this is my chance to step up as a leader and guide my team to victory. This is a chance for me to be conservative in some ways,